Daybreak. Presented by Hannah Murray.
Good morning. Joining us on the line now is Peter Mitchell, who is co-directing Kez along with Chris Beckett at the Salon Varieties Theatre in Frangirola from the 2nd to the 6th of November. It's based on the multi-award winning film and tells the story of life, childhood and love. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going very well, thank you. Yes, we've got a big cast. We've got a cast of 22.
Oh, wow.
And it's a really wonderful cast. I mean, Billy, you know, the lead, is this young lad, of course, who adapts Dr. Kestrel. He's on stage for the whole 2 hours of the show, never leaves it. So it's a mammoth part. It's his story, you see, and, yeah, wonderful.
That's a great role for a youngster to play.
It is. Yes.
And what about the Kestrel? Do you have a Kestrel?
Well, the Kestrel appears at the end. I'll say no more than that.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, yeah. It's really Billy's, I mean, it's the story of the young boy, Billy Casper, who has problems at home and at school, neglected by his mother, bullied by his half-brother and at school. And then, of course, he finds solace when he finds and trains this young Kestrel. And he treats it with all the sort of love and tenderness he hasn't experienced since his father left home when he was 6 years old.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful story. So for people who may have seen the film, how does it translate from film to the stage, do you think?
It translates very well. I mean, the difficulty, of course, has been that, I mean, in the play, would you believe, Chris and I have got 26 scenes to glide smoothly on stage. So we've got a terrific, I mean, the whole idea, the theatre's got such a wonderful community spirit at the moment, which is wonderful. So our sound guy and the lighting guy, and we've got Oliver, you know, who's been in Norman playing a sort of leading man in pantomimes and things, all contributing so much and putting in extra hours just to make the shows, you know, go so smoothly.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Every time we see shows there, all the backstage work that a lot of people don't always think about is just incredible. All the costumes and all the lighting and the sound, as you mentioned, all the sets as well. I mean, it's a big thing.
Yes, I mean, particularly, I mean, I've never been involved in a show that had so many scene changes, for example. And so, you know, I've been working with Nick, on projections and some things just to make it sort of quite seamless, really.
Mm.
Hopefully that will work out by Friday. We've got, I think, three more days to go.
And how does it work with two directors?
Well, what happened was, in fact, it's Chris Beckett's, Chris's favourite film. He loves me. He's always wanted to direct the play. And so he said, you know, and so the board said, yes, you know, so have a go at it. He'd never directed before. So he just said to me, look, you know, can you give me a hand with it? So, you know, we come in and we just chat before and what's going on and just take over there. Sometimes I take, the cast. Sometimes Chris does. Sometimes we do it together. And I sit back and take notes or whatever. No, it's great fun.
And it works okay with both of you doing it?
Absolutely, yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Fantastic. So a big cast then, you said, 22.
Well, yeah, I mean, the slight problem we have had, well, it's more than it's been a slight problem, is, of course, that rehearsals have been tricky because 7 of the cast, including Billy Casper, young Ben, the leading boy, has been in The Wizard of Oz 10 days ago.
Oh.
Likewise, Owen, Owen Griffiths, who played the
lion.
Joe, who played the scarecrow, and Alan, who played the tin man. So quite often, you know, it's been sort of, what the heck are we going to do tonight? But again, you know, because it's a large ensemble, we've got other people in as well. And some inexperience. So it's been a good learning process for them at the same time. And to see them develop has been a joy as well. You know, they come on stage. Several haven't been on stage before, and now they're looking quite accomplished, which is very nice indeed. And we have, in fact, also a newcomer, Paula Croft, who's just moved to Spain this year. She plays his mother. She's a very experienced player, and she adds a lot to the show as well.
Oh, fantastic. And do people have a lot of lines to learn?
Well, I mean, Ben, of course, has so many because he's never off stage. And, you know, so you've got like, he has a scene with the milk lady, then he has it, then he works in a tobacconist shop, so they have those. Ben has the mammoth part. Owen has quite a lot because he plays the only really school teacher who slightly befriends him. And then we've got the sort of the bullish head, you know, the really nasty headmaster who, it's the old school, if you do wrong, you get the cane out, you know, that sort of thing. And then we've got a rather football crazed football master. So we add a bit of comedy into it as well to lighten the mood.
Well, yes, a lot of people who have seen the film will have known that they cried at the film. Are you expecting people to cry in the theatre?
Well, we shall just see what happens. Ben is doing a very good job.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Well, it's going to be showing, as I said, Friday the 2nd till Tuesday the 6th of November. It's nightly at 7:30 p.m., apart from Sundays when it's 7 p.m. And it's always best for people to book in advance, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's right. Telephone 952474542. Of course, you can, a lot of people book online now, of course.
Yep, salonvarietiestheatre.com. And the earlier people book, the more choice they get for seats, which is nice.
That's right.
So the number again, 952-474542. And the box office is open from 11 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Mondays to Saturdays.
That's right, Hannah, yes.
Okay. Peter, thank you so much for joining us. Break a leg.
Thank you. It's been a joy talking to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Peter. Bye-bye.